It's John Stephen at large in 10. Ladies and gentlemen, John Stephen.
Thanks so much. That's our new announcer, Artie. And that was his first announcement. Hey, you did pretty good.
Thank you.
We'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay. You sound a little bit like Kermit the Frog, just a little bit.
I've been told that.
It's okay. I was just pointing out your unique presentation style.
No offense taken.
Okay. Well, let's get on with the show. We, my incredible staff, my production team, and I have put together this podcast. This is episode 6. It's an opinion-based podcast. We do not do extensive research. We do not interview primary sources. We will have guests in the future. Again, this is a from the heart, putting it out there podcast for you to hopefully stimulate some thought and also, as always, I say, think for yourself. Draw your own conclusions. Don't follow what I say. I am a nobody. Does that not incent you to continue to listen?
It is what it is.
Anyway, let's move forward with today's topic. Today's topic, a couple of pet peeves. One, people that, and by the way, I caveat and will issue a disclaimer. I'll caveat what I'm going to say with this disclaimer. Who am I to judge? Who am I to judge? I don't think anybody, most people, I feel with most people average out to, we all make mistakes. We all live through life. We make some good decisions. We make some poor decisions, but we live through them, through both decision paths, and we learn from them. And even if we choose the wrong candidate, even if we choose the wrong religion for us or non-religion for us, that we are experiencing life. We're living life. And we will learn whether or not that decision path was right for us or wrong for us, and we will make adjustments. And that's that. That is my little speech on not judging. My point is, we all average out to be decent, most of us, to be decent people, unless we're criminally insane. And that's why I'm independent, by the way, not because I'm criminally insane. I'm an independent because I believe that on both sides of the aisle, we have people that want the same thing. They want our country to be the best it can possibly be. I do not believe in the extreme points of view that there are evil people on both sides. I mean, there are pockets of evil. There are pockets of people that are extremists and that are violent and that are vile and toxic. That's for sure. But by and large, we average out to be around the same. We all want what's good for ourselves and the country. But I digress again. I am off script once again. So let me get on script. So one of my pet peeves is individuals who believe that every single thing that happens in our life is scripted based on our thoughts. I believe we are what we think. If I wake up in the morning and I'm very negative, have lots of negative dialogue going on, there is a good chance that my day will be negative because that's what I'm thinking the whole day. I'm thinking negative thoughts, so I'm feeling negative. It may impact conversations I have with people. It may impact a job interview. It may impact, I may have a confrontation because I'm waiting online somewhere and I'm down on the distancing rule because I'm negative and I get into a confrontation. So, and then at the end of my day, I go, what a horrible negative day I had. Well, because yes, I had negative thoughts in my mind. And I ended up having a negative day because of it, a down day, a bad day. Yeah, I choreographed that. Yes, for sure. But where I stop with this theory is when people believe that people think their way into diseases. Now, I know for a fact that stress is not good for us. That is, the medical community has been telling us that for years. We can drive our blood pressure up. We can, other chemicals are released into the bloodstream when we are extremely stressed. This is a evolutionary biological fact. The fight or flight, the run from the dinosaur. We had to have adrenaline flowing in order, and our heart racing and our you know, breathing faster to get away from the dinosaur that was chasing us or other predator. So that is a fact, yeah. And we don't want that form of biology taking us over, form of biology, whatever. We don't want to be in that state when we're sitting in our living room watching a TV show. We don't want to feel all hyped up to the point where our blood pressure is going up because some pundit is expressing an opinion. We don't want to be in that state when we go to the gas station and we see the gas price ticked up by a few cents. We don't want to be in that state the majority of the time because then we will get sick. Okay, so let me get to the point. So I do believe we can trigger certain medical conditions. What I do not believe, and this is my pet peeve, is that people bring on breast cancer, or they bring on a rare form of cancer, or leukemia. A child, 5 years old, 6 years old, who has a blood disorder, or autoimmune, or an adult that has autoimmune, who has their cartilage disintegrating from rheumatoid arthritis. A person that has to go for radiation, chemotherapy, or other experimental treatments because they have a rare disease. Don't tell me that person thought their way into that disease. I refuse to believe that. I refuse to even consider that belief. My father had mesothelioma, a rare form of cancer caused by asbestos inhalation. And the inhalation of asbestos was traced back to, he did get the disease when he was 66 and 7. It was traced back to when he worked in the Brooklyn Navy Yard when he was a teenager, wrapping pipes, breathing in the asbestos fiber in the air, the pipes for the destroyers for the World War II ships. He worked in the Brooklyn Navy Yard. And he was asked, did you work in the Brooklyn Navy Yard? Yes, I did. Okay, then you inhaled the fibers. The companies knew, the asbestos companies knew, and others knew, that those fibers were being released into the air, but they did nothing about it because they didn't want to hurt their profits. So did my father think his way into that situation? Did he say, I think I'll go inhale some asbestos fibers today? Did he say, did he think, I want to be in a situation where I want to be in a risky situation. I'm going to take risks today. I'm going to inhale asbestos fibers so that I can become sick decades from now and die a painful death. Please. That's just one example. The mind over matter theory, to me, goes way too far sometimes, and it bugs me. It's a pet peeve. Anyway, I'm going to sign off now because I'm approaching the 10-minute mark, and I always promise I will stick within 10 minutes. Please tell your friends and family about this incredible podcast, and stay tuned for our next show to see if Kermit, the announcer, will be brought back. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.